Sure, of course I am. Well, you're looking a little prone. Yes! Jeez. Billy, you still playing that game? Even a train stops once in a while.
I was just, testing these new batteries. Rest easy. They're in excellent working order.
Nice try. Now put that thing down and get in the pool. We need another chicken to play. Chicken!
Yeah, thanks for the invite, but, I'm staying on land. Pools are sort of lame. The water just sits there.
So, you want water that moves, huh? I need just a ticket. We're going to the great outdoors. Why, you ask? Whitewater rafting. That sounds awesome!
Toad, have fun.
I mean, you guys too. Phil should have his buds along, right?
Wow. But isn't the great outdoors where, you know, spiders, snakes, bears, beavers, vultures, and their buds hang out? And about this white water?
Calm down, Chester. Being in the woods is great. And rafting's wall-to-wall fun. I used to be a guide. Trust me, it's no more dangerous than...
Cannonball!
In a pool.
You know, guys, now that I read my book, Getting in Touch with Your Inner Raftsman, I kind of psyched.
Anyway, Jackie, nothing to be scared of. Right, Phil? Nothing but rapid drama!
It's dusty as Dallas around here. My, look at all this stuff. Woo, hooks, line, and sinkers.
Oh.
You know, I used to be quite good at camping.
Oh!
Ah! Oh! Ow! 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 Ow!
Ah! Oh, I'm so sorry, Howard.
Quite a show, Harry. You okay?
In a word, my foot hurts, my head aches, and I can't get up. Do I have to go?
Nah, you stay home, hold down the fort. We'll do fine, right, boys?
Don't sweat it, Dad.
We're cool. Yeah, how hard can nature be?
You know, Betty, the 3-to-1 parent-to-child ratio could be a lot to handle. I'm, not adverse to accompanying all of you into the wilds.
It may help to have a man along.
Good idea. So who you bringing? I'm just kidding, Jazzy. You're no Howie, but glad to have you aboard.
Yay! My dad's going!
So, here's our crew. Get ready to rock and rap it!
Ah, won't it be fun, guys?
Let's go, go, go! Tommy, you need more wood. Chucky, chop, chop with a tent. Phil, here are some ropes.
Oh,
filly. You're the gnat captain. Read the manual. Learn the box knot, the slip, and the cowboy.
Got it. Cowboy slips in a box.
Thanks.
Okay, so I see it's all set up and ready. For what, exactly?
Hey, don't you worry. I'm gonna do it. I'm just getting the hang of this biz called nature. And it's nothing I can't handle.
Glad to hear it. Now remember, you're probably gonna hear some sounds you're not used to. Like that. Exotic, gross-faced, disgusto bird.
Yeah, right. No, I mean it, Tommy. Conquering nature's been on my to-do list. So, no matter how dangerous, icky, or pollen-filled things get, I've decided to remain calm, cool, and collected.
Solid.
It also helps that you're here. Especially when we get on that river.
Yeah. Hey, you better get working on that tent.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Tommy, does this look right? I think not. Good one.
Uh-oh. Guys, I think I just zipped my jacket through the door. Little help?
Shh.
Guys, uh-oh.
I'll help you, Chucky.
A perfect marshmallow. A perfect fire. A perfect night.
Whoa!
Well, the rafting should be a piece of cake. Hey, anybody got a good ghost story?
Hello, one. That I saw on this TV show, The World's Most Mysterious Mysteries. Yeah, it was this legend about people who go rafting but completely disappear. And later on, only their empty raft is found. Now, their ghosts haunt the woods.
It sounds like a bunch of hooey.
You think so?
Total tall tale, it's Chucko.
I agree. There's nothing to be scared of out here.
Okay, campers and chairs. It's shut-eye time. Early wake-up, Tamara. No.
Betty, I don't suppose this is a campsite with a restroom.
Sure. You even got a choice. The oak or the pine. Come on.
Anyone else need to use a tree?
Chucky, you don't believe that stupid empty raft legend, do you?
Me? Believe that made up junk? Remember, I'm cool, calm, and...
What was that? A tree, Mr. Cool Calm.
Oh. Anyway, what could happen? Besides, you and me have been on adventures just about all our lives. I always end up okay when you're there.
Yeah. But we can bail if you want. I mean, if you're scared.
No, it's actually kind of exciting in a not knowing if you're going to live to see another day kind of way. Just don't leave the tent, okay?
Okay. We should hit it.
Hey, what? What?
The sack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tomorrow's gonna be great on that river. Thanks, T.
For what?
The river's here, so get your lazy butts in gear.
Yeah.
Remember, dip, pull, then repeat. Plant your feet and keep your seat. Okay, here's the plan. We paddle down the river through the easy level one waters. Maybe hit some level threes. Then at dinner time, we'll meet up with a truck that'll take us back to this campsite. Now let's see. Life jackets on? Check. Tents put away, breakfast cleaned up? Check and check. Supply bags tied to the inside of the raft? Done. Right, Phil? Absolutely, General Mama.
That river's really big.
Sure is. And we're about to be a part of it. Okay, into the raft! Time to serve up, sport fans.
Come on in, Tommy. We're waiting.
What's the problem?
There's no problem.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm sure, and stop looking at me like that.
Okay, fellas, we need your paddling. This is level one water. Enjoy it.
Dip, pull, then repeat. Plant your feet and keep your seat.
Dip, pull, eat red meat. Plant some corn and peas and wheat.
Yo, Jesse, as paddle captain, tell me if you see any laterals, low waters, or eddies.
Laterals? Eddies? No, I don't see any yet. I knew an eddy once. Nice fellow. Had a bottom row.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Guess I should have learned my knots better.
You think? Oh, this is really bad. We're lost. We're soaked. I wish I knew where my dad was.
And my mom.
Tommy, back there? What happened?
Okay, guys. We have to try and think positive. I mean, if anyone can survive in this place, it's your mom, Phil. Remember that time she pulled the school bus out of that huge mud ditch by herself?
And with a cast on her arm!
And she never dropped that pizza.
I think we're gonna be fine. No one's hurt. We have the raft. And we're in this together.
Sound like I have a cold?
Just since the day we met.
Really? Huh. Dad! Dad!
We gotta get out of here.
And go where? My book said when you're lost, you're supposed to stay put. I think.
Well, sitting here is not gonna help anything.
We have to find my mom. Phil, we can't run. We have to conserve energy.
Maybe we should take the raft.
No! We'll walk.
We have to stay near the river. I am sure about that.
Near it, but not in it.
Tommy, is something wrong? Other than that we could die from too many ways to list factor?
No, Chucky, and I wish you'd stop.
No, you stop. Every time I ask you, you do that. You've been acting funny since we got here. We never had secrets before, and now sure seems like a weird time to start.
We did have a secret, Chucky. I'm really scared of the water.
Well, sure. I mean, that wasn't just any old water.
Doesn't matter. I'm scared of water, okay? Since I was little.
What? But we've been to the beach.
Scared.
And the pool.
Scared.
But I've seen you in water lots of...
In, not under. I swear, Chucky, back there I thought I'd never come up. The truth is, I've been freaked about this trip from the beginning.
But why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I'm supposed to just say, hi, I'm 10 years old and I'm scared of water? It's not exactly something you want people to know.
People? Since when am I a people? And who cares if you're scared of something? I don't.
Yes, you do. I'm not supposed to be the scared one. You even said, when I'm around, things are supposed to be okay. So if you knew I was scared, then you'd really be a wreck. More than usual.
That's dumb. Huh? Worrying about me instead of spilling the beans. You think being scared is something you couldn't tell me? Me? Hello? Tommy, the best friend. Everybody's scared of something. You're still Tommy, and I'll still feel safer when you're around. Okay, maybe not boogie boarding.
Thanks, C.
For what?
Come on, guys! Catch up! All we have to do is follow the river down and we'll meet up with the boys in no time.
Oh, I hope you're right. Betty, is this really necessary?
Yep, you're slowing me down.
Look! Smoke beats fire. Fire means people. Maybe it's Dad and Betty.
Choice number one. And number two would be the middle of nowhere restaurant on free food day.
Either way, let's go.
I bet they're waiting for us with food, warm clothes.
Burgers, fries, milkshake. Keep them coming, Big Fat Jake. I need the real things, not no fakes. Burgers, fries, milkshake. Let's go.
Tommy!
Help me!
Oh, man. Hold on, Phil.
Tommy!
You can do it, Tommy!
Tommy!
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, T. You got it, Phil. I'd say it was nothing, but man, I'd be lying.
Whoa! Talk about your adventure! Wait till I tell Howie. And second thought, better not. He once got queasy washing his face.